like us.
We're quite needy.
And comment on everything we post on Facebook.
Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire.
Now get off Facebook
and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
No.
Twitter's out there, at TNT Radio Empire. I mentioned the Facebook page there. You can get a hold of us the old-fashioned way with a phone number, email. What are those?
let me check the Facebook page here.
Yeah.
That has the phone number.
Yes, it does.
It's 877-931-4TNT, 4868.
All right. Email is what?
TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
It was on this date in 1970 that that Americans observed the first ever Earth Day.
That was first Earth Day in 70? Okay.
Yeah.
We weren't even in trouble back then. You could throw stuff on the ground back in 70.
Yeah, you could throw your trash out.
You could just
live
it.
That's what the
good old day.
That's what hippies do now, anyway. Yeah. That's all they do is get together in litter parks and walk away, throw dirt because they call it Earth Day.
Throw dirt.
It's always a day after Jesus Day.
Hoarding in on it.
It's just always the day after Weed Day.
Story here, another one of those challenges on the social media that the kids are not supposed to do.
All right, but they end up doing it, right? And you have to talk to your kids. Well, you know not to eat a Tide Pod, right? Dad, I'm not an idiot.
This one isn't.
what was the second one?
Dumber than that.
The Tide Pod one was one of the original ones. And there was something after that we told people not to do. Yeah. Oh, that throw hot water in your face, something like that.
And cinnamon.
Yeah. All the cinnamon, yeah.
Well, the original one wasn't the original one the ice bucket?
Yeah, it wasn't the original.
That one wasn't the dangerous one.
No, that wasn't dangerous.
It was just dumb.
Yeah,
I don't know that any of these are original. They are just ones that we've run across before.
This one that we suggested a while ago, the muriatic acid challenge.
That didn't catch on.
Yeah. Just about 8 to 12 ounces of muriatic acid in your buddy's face. For a good cause. All the money goes for a good cause.
Don't do that, kids.
Acid face. Don't do that.
No, this one is...
That's it. It's called the acid face challenge. And if you're going to do it, use muriatic acid.
Don't do that, kids.
Go to your hardware store and ask them for the muriatic acid.
Don't do that. None of that stuff. That is wrong.
No, don't do that, kids.
Doctors are warning kids and teenagers not to take part in the latest Shell On internet challenge.
What do you do?
It calls for you to eat foods with the packaging or the shell still on.
Oh, this is just...
Like a sandwich in a plastic bag or an unpeeled banana.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Unpeeled bananas, at least it's edible. You can actually eat an unpeeled banana. I don't know why you would want to.
Doctors say that fruit rinds are not typically dangerous, although they can be.
You'd be chewing it forever.
They do warn that the plastic wrapping around food contains chemicals that have been tied to cancer.
That's just stupid.
And the plastic
just ruin
can
the
make
sandwich?
You choke.
Isn't that just ruin the sandwich?
But isn't it more important to
do the challenge?
Put your stupid stuff up on the social media?
Yeah.
So is it candy? You just chew on the
bat. It's even more important, Craig.
Yeah.
Take a piece of gum out, chew on the foil. I hope you have fillings.
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
Do they have one of those challenges where you eat the little silica gel packs that come in the beef jerky, what have you?
I know. I got to throw those out all the
time. Because I've nearly eaten a couple of those.
So have I. Because I'm just shoving it in my mouth. So have I.
There was another challenge I read about recently where...
but they specifically tell you not to consume them.
Well, why is it even in there?
I think
to keep it
moisture.
Dried out.
Absorb moisture.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, get it out of my jerky bag.
There was another challenge that I saw recently, and that is... that'll get you an ass whooping. This one kid got an ass whooping from his mom for doing it.
Uh-oh.
It is the egg challenge.
What do you do? Oh, you just throw it at your...
No, you just break it over somebody's head.
Oh.
Oh.
That'll get your ass beat right there.
You just clap and just, yeah, because it's, yeah.
Well, you crack it, you crack it over here and just walk over to them and open it up on their head.
Yeah, I'd probably beat the hell out of somebody.
Didn't somebody do that to some overseas politician recently?
I don't recall.
Yeah. I forget what country it was in, but the guy was...
Well, good job, Puss.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. Monday, finishing that word.
He had said some, I believe it was racist or bigoted things, and
surprise.
The kid just ran up behind him at a presser and just smashed an egg on his head. And,
yeah.
then he turned around and punched the kid.
Did he really?
Oh, did he? That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Was the egg not cracked?
Oh, no.
No, it was a crack. It was a full egg without cracking it first, then do that?
Yeah, yeah. He just ran up with it in his hand smacked the guy in the back.
Yeah, that's
the
way you do that.
Oh, it wasn't pre-cracked?
No.
You hit hard, a head's going to crack an egg.
Oh, yeah. It kind of splashed over his head, and then he just turned around and popped the kid.
Yeah, I forget where that was.
If someone did
that to me, that would be my reaction,
too. Oh, I'd punch him, too.
I would turn around
and
swing.
I'd punch him. Not cool, dude.
No.
That's how that would happen.
Well, the guy did kind of deserve it. I forget what he said.
No, that guy's cool. Yeah, do that. Yeah, I don't care about that.
Yeah, I think most of the country.
Good job.
Was cheering that kid on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, whoever he did it to wasn't a popular guy.
So, but obviously, a sandwich with a paper bag on it. I don't know what else. What the hell would you eat? I mean, just like, see,
banana.
Yeah, well, I know banana. But at least, like I said, at least that's edible. I wouldn't do it, but it's edible.
Or any packaging from the store.
It's not edible, though. That's what I mean. That's not edible at all. Plastic is not edible. Right.
Apparently, they don't care.
All right,
so that's part of the challenge.
And you had a videotape it, right?
It didn't happen if you don't.
Good point.
Like Lunchables.
Oh, wow.
That'd be tough. Lunchables are great, but the plastic would suck.
I want you to eat those Lunchables and don't bring any trash home. Eat it all.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Well, even if you're eating like the peel of an orange, that's bitter.
Yeah. But once again.
Not good.
But it's not going to kill you.
I'm still talking about those.
No, it's not going to kill you. It's not going to be pleasant.
You can actually eat that.
Yeah, eat the package of bacon. You'll be like.
You'd be pooping bacon and plastic in the morning.
Some turtle they're pulling plastic out of. What's this?
Yeah, good luck trying to poop that through, right?
What's this dumbass in the hospital for?
Watch me drink this beer and then eat the can.
Yeah. That makes equal sense.
A Vermont college professor is taking a leave of absence after asking a controversial question on an exam.
Oh, no.
The chemistry professor at Middlebury College asked students to calculate the lethal dose of poisonous gas that was used in the Nazi gas chambers during the Holocaust.
Couldn't use it.
The school's president called the question an inexplicable failure of judgment.
How about calculate what a lethal dose of gas is? Don't add the Holocaust to it.
Leave that out of it.
Yeah.
A review by the college of previous exams given by this professor found a question dealing humorously, I don't know how.
Does he have a German name, a hardcore German name?
His name is not listed here.
All right.
They found a question by this same professor dealing, it says here, humorously with the KKK.
Oh, so he's got a
good sense of
history.
That's what they're thinking.
How much rope does it take to hang somebody?
Yeah, the school says no anti-Semitic, no racist.
I apologize to the Jews.
Yeah, we can't have that. An investigation is ongoing, and so see how that works.
Yeah, I don't get into how fast wood burns when you put it in a cross and put it up in the yard. I mean, what?
Yeah, I don't get it.
How fast do witches burn?
We don't understand. Yeah. I mean, come on. Isn't there a second thought to anything anymore when it comes to education?
That could have been his fourth or fifth thought.
It might have been that. That's a good idea. Let's do it. Had the Holocaust.
No, just go with your gut instinct.
Right.
There was another guy. Well, in Japan.
First thought.
Wrong.
Yeah, first thought wrong.
That's why they don't let our governor teach chemistry here.
Nope. Mainly because he's an idiot.
He talk about injections.
Yep, and he's an idiot. I love calling him that.
Yeah, speaking of this, I had a couple of questions on the email earlier today because we were talking about your guy there that was addicted to sex.
Okay.
Well, no, it's the nanny, the country singer nanny. Oh, I nailed it too. The country singer wouldn't let her husband wouldn't hire a hot nanny because her husband's got a
right.
history of cheating on her and sex addiction.
And then we have
Jana Kramer is her name.
And she's right. hot.
Story about a guy who. Well, I don't know if he was addicted to porn, but he had a
bunch of porn in his basement. Shoot his parents.
$29,000 worth of porn. Right. I don't know how many titles that is, but it looked like a room full of porn.
Right.
So he wanted to know, and this is perhaps a question for a Dr. Mita. What is the lethal dose of porn, and what is the lethal dose of sex? Because most things that you're addicted to can eventually kill you. There's a lethal dose of alcohol. There is no lethal dose of THC. But a lot of things, there's a lethal dose of most medicines, most opioids.
Well, the actual sex doesn't kill you. I would think that a heart attack might kill you if you keep doing it.
I don't think
you just can't keep doing it. It's physically impossible just to continue doing sex around the clock.
Well, I think his point is.
Unless you're just laying there.
Yeah,
be
this
fun
is
to try.
Where I've always had a problem adding addiction to these. They're bad habits, I guess, if you watch too much porn or if you have too much sex.
Oh, the word addiction.
Addiction.
You hear a lot of words. I've heard addicted to porn. I've heard people are addicted to porn.
But to him, and I tend to agree, you know, addiction equates to, well, there must be some amount of this that, well, if you do so much, it'll kill you.
Does that mean you die? Because, you know, you could be addicted to weed and it doesn't kill you.
Well, I think some would argue that you can't get physically addicted to it. Mentally, yeah.
Well, they use the word you addicted. You're mentally addicted to it.
Right, dependent.
Well, I don't think you're physically addicted to porn. You're probably mentally addicted to porn.
But how much of that will kill you?
Well, we'll find out. Somebody listening to us will find out more likely than that. Yeah.
And if you have $29,000 worth of porn, I don't have a problem with you saying he's porn addicted.
No.
Yeah.
I think that's okay.
That's a lot.
That's
of porn.
A generalization I'm comfortable with.
Yeah.
You know, I'd still go with, depending on who it was, and everybody's different, I think you could still have a collector.
Yeah. You're right, Craig.
Yeah, people collect all kinds of stupid stuff. You're right. So I guess I can't give them too much crap. My crap was, your parents threw it out because you're 40.
You know, he did take a lot. It did take up a lot of his time, and
too much of his time. That's probably why he's divorced.
Too much of his time. Okay. Now then, let's say that is why he's divorced. He's committed to it.
Yeah, he picked a porn over her.
He's committed to it.
Well, then get a storage unit for your own porn. So
yeah,
to throw
he didn't
it away.
Think he needed to.
Yeah. Mom and Dad aren't going to like that.
Yeah, he had $29,000 worth of porn.
He probably kept them up every night downstairs too. Think about it.
So you could have sold off just a portion of that.
That's all they hear.
But then again, I don't think when you want to store your porn in a, one of those storage units.
Well, as long as you pay the bill.
You want it to be temperature controlled. Most of those are not temperature controlled.
Well, these were magazines too, though.
No, they were.
There's a lot of VHS.
The picture I saw was a bunch of VHS and some DVDs.
You know, those aren't going to keep. The VHS. I mean, if you want to actually watch them later on and not just have what used to be the movie, you have to switch that over to some other form of digital media.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or you don't have perfect conditions. Yeah, you know, like take it to the Library of Congress.
Yeah.
Where their film rooms are at a certain temperature all the time.
Another teacher... 61-year-old science college professor in Japan.
That's probably what he wanted to do eventually, was give that porn collection to the Library of Congress.
Yeah.
Or to the Library of Porn.
Put in the time capsule.
The Museum of Porn.
No, the Library of Congress should have a Library of Porn.
They should. Right. They really should.
61-year-old science college professor in Japan allegedly taught his students how to manufacture ecstasy and then took it home.
Oh. We got a lot of good chemistry teachers out there.
Yeah.
All over the world.
I don't want this to go to waste. You guys made a good batch here. I'll keep it, right?
Yeah.
All right.
He wanted to further their knowledge of pharmaceuticals. He's now looking at up to 10 years in prison.
So basically he's Walter White in Japan.
Yeah.
You make this stuff for us. I'll take it home. Got it.
But at least he wasn't telling kids to calculate, how much does it take to kill a certain race of people?
Exactly. He was not.
So I'll give him credit for that.
Yeah. Professor Mengele? Is this right? I get this question right.
I was stunned.
No, you weren't. I don't know why you're still stunned to this day and age.
Well, I've seen him stunned before.
You are just...
I was stunned.
You're such a naive soul, Craig, sometimes.
I was stunned when I saw this study. You will be, too.
Oh, you will be? Okay.
Oh, stunned. Right. Slayed.
Oh, that means we weren't stunned. It's obvious stuff, right?
New study from Central Queensland University in Australia.
A dingo took my baby. Getting worse.
It is.
It's getting worse.
And it wasn't good to start.
I got no heart in it. That's why I didn't feel like doing it anymore.
Yeah, you're sounding more. I think you're sounding more like Elaine on Seinfeld.
Right.
I think she had to say that once.
Yeah, she did.
Do the dingo took my AIDS baby. Because that's more from Family Guy.
My AIDS baby. Yeah.
Researchers surveyed men and women about their sex lives and found that.
Remind me to give you my theory on Benjamin Button. And Forrest Gump, since you mentioned Forrest Gump.
Okay.
I haven't seen him in the same place at the same time. Does that have anything to do with it?
How stoned were you when this came up?
Listen to my theory on this, because we played that bit where Forrest, I'll train the whole Black Panthers and come back. I'll go bang stockbrokers and come back. Okay. Benjamin Button's on again the other day. I leave it on for a little bit. If you've seen the whole movie, it's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, bits and pieces.
Yeah, I like the story.
So he's an old dude as a kid, and he grows young and hot, and then he grows young again, blah, blah, blah. And he has a thing for this girl who used to be in his house, grew up in the same orphanage. She's played by a mate. So every time he goes to get her, he's too old.
Yeah, he's got to wait
and
for the-
she's banging, like, dancers. She's just banging everybody, and she, I don't want to see you, Benjamin, you know. And then she goes off and bangs stockbrokers. She does this whole bit.
Yeah.
And then there's a period in the middle where he's really hot, Brad Pitt. He takes care of that, and then, of course, then he gets younger. So it's the exact same story in a way. Every time he comes back, he wants her. She's out banging somebody else. And that's what happened with Jenny.
And he finally gets into the sweet spot.
Right.
So to speak.
A little different than Forrest, because Forrest just, you know, he never really, he never did have a hot period.
Oh, there was that one day, that one night.
It might be a flawed theory. I just like the fact that she keeps banging everybody else until Brad Pitt becomes hot Brad Pitt. Then he becomes like a 10-year-old again. She don't bang him anymore.
Considering the source, I assume it's flawed.
Yeah.
I guess the only thing similar there is...
she keeps banging other people while he keeps coming back for
her. Well, Jenny has just run out of options.
Right.
At that point.
Right.
And Benjamin Button just happens to be hot.
And the AIDS baby.
And that stage is in his life.
Yeah, there's a little different. There's a couple flaws in the theory. Yeah, yeah.
It's completely different.
Yeah.
Because Benjamin Button starts out old and then.
But there's a point where he's kind of just an older guy that she should be banging him. She doesn't because he's too old. Maybe I'm projecting too much.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, go ahead, Craig.
I think there's a lot of that.
Yeah, it might have been. Okay, flawed theory.
Researchers asked men and women about their sex lives and found that in 59% of women and 68% of men, sex before bed improved overall sleep quality.
Oh, yeah.
God, I love sex.
Yeah, helped quite a bit as well. 68% of women, 74% of men report better sleep if they finish. Apparently, masturbation will do the trick as well.
that's been a nap inducer for years.
According
for
to
dudes.
Science now.
Yeah.
But they say a higher proportion of males reported perceived improvement in sleep quality and sleep following sex with a partner.
Oh, you need a partner, huh?
No, not always.
No,
they said masturbation's fine.
Did they say that actual sex was better than masturbation?
No, they didn't say that.
Or did yes, technically.
Results yield the same?
I think
you're probably just as tired
different.
Either way. Probably feels better with a real person. In fact, I know it does.
You'd like to think.
We've done studies on that.
Extensive.
It feels much better, but the other one does the trick.
Well, I like to do a little more extensive studies, actually.
All right.
Not ready to
they
make
say,
a conclusion yet.
Engaging in safe
and masturbate.
Engaging in safe and satisfying sexual activity, either alone or with a partner, together with other sleep hygiene strategies before attempting sleep, may offer to the general adult population a healthy behavioral approach toward improving their subsequent sleep.
See, but there's a certain portion sleep of the hygiene. Adult population that really doesn't have access to sex.
They have access to masturbation.
They do.
Yes, we do. And thank you, whoever gave us that. The year of our Lord.
Yeah.
Was that in the sermon you heard yesterday, Craig?
Thanks for masturbation. No.
You were sleeping.
Yep.
No, I had
no,
the.
No, he was just resting his eyes.
I had the energy drink just before I walked in.
Oh, my God. And you had to be awake for it.
I didn't want to miss it.
You didn't want to fall asleep.
I did not want to miss
it. In front of the family and your dad. Wake up, son.
That's what they should do at all church services.
I ended up one of the three people in the balcony.
Oh, if really? They wanted to pay attention, you hand out a serving of the Red Bull of Christ. And they'll stay awake for the sermon.
The Red Bull of Christ. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.